Corey McCarville, the head football coach with the ICAM Manning Wolves, joining us here as we take a look at their season opener coming up on Friday night against AHSD Avoca Walnut, the Vikings. Coach, appreciate your time here today.
Yeah, I appreciate you doing this.
Coach, what's kind of been the focal point for you guys here since your scrimmage? What were you working on this week? What are you hoping to see, you know, your team maybe take that step forward from this week and the opening week of the season from the scrimmage last week?
Well, it's kind of, we're in a unique position where we have a lot of very young players. So we spent a lot of the preseason portion of the season kind of trying to bring them up to speed with the playbook and kind of having them really watch a lot of tape on themselves and try to have them be the best versions of themselves they can be. You know, we're trying to build some depth. So we did a lot of, you know, rotations, different guys in different positions, just so we're prepared for as many scenarios as possible. But now that we're in game week, we've kind of shifted our focus on some kind of specific things that we want to try to do against a very good AHSTW team.
Let's take a look at that Viking team. Graduated their quarterback from last year. Actually, excuse me, the quarterback is back, but they graduated their top running back, DePauli kid, from last year. They're going to probably run the football more than they throw it. What do you anticipate seeing from them offensively?
Well, they're you know, they've been really well balanced for a long time. They have a variety of really good players. The quarterback is back, big kid, strong, really, really athletic. His younger brother is now going to play kind of a tight end slot receiver position for him. Number 44, the Lund kid, is a very, very good football player. You know, he's 6'4", he's 200 pounds. You know, he's a really athletic kid. I know that they're going to go to him a lot. They have a couple big offensive linemen back that are very skilled and, you know, very, very talented players. They have the Scheffler kid is back at receiver. You know, so he's really, really talented as well. You know, it's going to be a great challenge for us.
Coach, I got the sense when I talked to you in the preseason interview that you felt comfortable about your secondary and even the linebackers. How do they match up against the pass game?
Well, you know, we do. We still have a couple of young linebackers. You know, we return a variety of veteran cornerbacks and defensive back guys, but the linebackers are going to have to tackle well. That's always a concern week one. I've always believed that the ugliest tackling you'll see in high school football is always in week one. So we're going to have to tackle well. They're going to try to get us some space, and, you know, we're going to kind of have to rally to the ball.
Coach, defensively for them, what do you anticipate and seeing, and how do you think they'll try to slow down your guys' run game?
Well, what they've done in the past is they kind of go with a 4-4 look. Their DNs traditionally play the down position. They, you know, they kind of play their C-gap players. They really want to plug up everything. They really want to plug up everything inside. They want to plug up A, B, and C-gap and try to make you go outside. Their linebackers are very, very active. They're going to blitz their linebackers early and often. And, you know, we're going to have to find some ways to bust some big plays. And, you know, we're going to have to try to find a way to at least neutralize the line of scrimmage.
How do you feel like that battle at the line? I know that was a question mark coming in for you guys, but have you seen the improvement you want here in the last couple of weeks, and how do you think the battle up front looks?
Well, you know, obviously we're not as big, we're not as heavy as a lot of the teams that we're going to play, and that's something that we're just going to have to deal with, and we've had to deal with in years past. You know, the biggest thing is I'm a big believer in just kind of getting your body in the right position more than just brute strength, you know, being good tacticians more than anything else. We've seen some growth there, but we need to see more.
Coach, Ross Kuzel getting his first start at quarterback. What are you hoping to see from him, and what style of quarterback will Wolves fans see?
You know, Ross is a really athletic kid. He's been in the program for a number of years. He's a guy that I think all of the guys trust and believe in. He throws a nice ball. And to me, he's a guy that he just needs time. And you know, he needs to realize that now this is going to be his team, and he's going to have to really kind of take some strides forward and take kind of more of a leadership vocal role.
How do you get guys like Cooper Earlmeyer and Eli Dreyer going? And you mentioned needing big plays. Those are guys that are capable of that. How do you find those big plays and the chunk plays for them?
Well, I mean, and that's where, you know, offensively we got to find ways to get them the ball. You know, one of the things I learned a long time ago is, you know, when you're calling plays and you're designing plays, it's really not about the X's and O's. It's about the Jimmies and the Joes, and we got to find ways to get those guys the ball. And, If we can get them the ball, hopefully they can break some big plays for us.
Last year was a really tight game. They win it to 20-16. They kind of rallied back in the fourth quarter. Do you guys look back at last year's game really at all?
I look back at it to just try to see what they do schematically, but last year was completely different. They had a completely different team. We had a completely different team, but you can learn from some of the things that they did. You try to learn schematics, if you will, but this team and this year is going to be completely different. So, we really don't dwell on it too much. We just want to try to do the best job that we can do this year.
I know it's a non-district game. So what are you guys looking to take away from this? What do you want to see from your club tonight?
I really just want to see a lot of growth. Hopefully we play well. Hopefully we tackle well. I just really want to see the offensive line hold their own and grow. Hopefully Ross is going to command the team and command the offense. Hopefully we're able to break a couple big plays. And really on defense, hopefully we're able to kind of be in the right position on defense and tackle well.
Well, Corey, as always, appreciate your time here today. Wish you the best of luck. I know the guys will look forward to chatting with you on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show following the game on Friday night.
Thanks, Jim.
You bet. Head coach Corey McCarville again with the IKM Manning Wolves. Again, they take on AHST of Oka Walnut in the opener coming up on Friday night.